This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those who lament the modern office design of cubicles and compartmentalization may want to reconsider things, by which I mean you might not know how good you have it right now. A growing number of companies are packing people into ever smaller workspaces, ditching offices and cubicles in favor of a more open floor plan. It can, supporters say, create a more collaborative work environment. But there is a more important business imperative going on here. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter reports.
Before they became a dystopian symbol of the American office, cubicles were meant to be nice. You know, a slick and sophisticated place where the average worker and her machines could have a little privacy.
She needs a special, easy-to-get-to place to work. She needs space for her machines along with room for herself.
It was all part of a concept that the furniture maker Herman Miller called the action office.
She's an action secretary, and she needs action office.
But collaboration is where the action is today. Cubicle walls are coming down so workers can communicate more easily.
We want the 60.
Yes.
Through the end of the year.
That's the case at the Minneapolis office of Cassidy Turley. It's a commercial real estate services firm. The company recently moved into a new space with a more open floor plan. In the old days, most of the staff had private offices. Now only three do. Everyone else sits or stands at desks with no cubicle walls separating them. Noam Newman is an associate broker there. He says he doesn't mind overhearing his colleagues' phone calls because he can take pointers on deal-making.
If I am hearing them, it's probably a positive because I'm hearing how they interact with clients.
The energetic chatter may not bother Newman, but the office can get pretty loud with people working elbow to elbow in some cases. Still, lots of companies are overhauling their office plans in a similar way. Over the last couple decades, the average worker has gone from having 90 square feet of space to just 75. That's according to the International Facility Management Association. One of the biggest factors driving the trend is this. Less space means lower costs. Dennis Panzer is the managing principal of Cassidy Turley. He says his company chose to go with an open plan for a lot of reasons, but there was a big savings. In the company's old office, which occupied way more square footage, the rent was 50% higher.
If you can save a dollar in cost, there's no additional revenue that needs to get produced, and it can fall right to the bottom line.
There is a hidden cost in productivity and morale.
Susan Cain is a former Wall Street attorney turned author and speaker, and she's not a big fan of open office plans. She says they make it hard for workers to concentrate. She's not advocating sticking with the lonely old cubicle. Instead, Cain thinks companies should have a healthy mix of collaborative spaces, like cafes, and quiet places, like libraries.
Make sure that you are building in zones of privacy throughout, quiet places where people can go to really focus, really concentrate, really have a private conversation.
But that might be wishful thinking, given that some companies are doing extreme office makeovers and nixing employee workspaces altogether. Dennis Panzer at Cassidy Turley says some accounting firms assume their workers will embed at clients' offices and not need a desk back at the mothership. Panzer says it's all fair game when you're looking to cut costs.
The way we say it in our office, if you show me one company that's expanding, I can show you five that are downsizing.
If workers aren't thrilled about all the downsizing, there might be some comfort in knowing that at least it's just their cubicles getting whacked, and not them. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.